This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today, let's read Malachi 3, verse 16, which introduces something else we should appropriate. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. This picture of a remnant pulling together to encourage each other emphasizes the importance of fellowship. God takes delight in such gatherings and is present to listen and hear what's being said to each other. They were no doubt discussing how, in the midst of the apostasy around them, they should stand together and honor the Lord's name. It would be like parents overhearing their children talking together about how they could honor them. If that were me, my ears would perk up, my heart would be warmed, and I'd find a way to bless my children. I'm sure our Heavenly Father feels the same. This reminds me of Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." In Hebrews 10:23-25 it says, "Hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more, as you see the day approaching." As believers, appropriate the power of hanging together for mutual encouragement. God delights in such spiritual synergism and will never forget your devotion and commitment. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.